Welcome to JSA TV Europe, together with the Greener Data Movement, for this quarter's live event focused on European digital infrastructure sustainability. I'm Jean-Marc Lehmann. Joining me today from Stockholm is Isabel Kemlin, Vice Chairwoman of the Swedish Data Center Industry Association. Isabel, thank you so much for coming on board. Thank you for speaking to me. You are sitting in probably what is one of the most interesting markets in Europe for the last 80 years. What makes Sweden such a preferred destination for data centers?
Well, I think there are several things that actually makes this so interesting. And I think the first and foremost is, of course, the probably a faster return on investment. So it's short time to market with quite many sites that are ready to build with permanent permits already in place. We have a transparent, actually, a permitting process, and the authorities really want to help companies to establish. We also have competitive land prices. We have, Sweden is a physical big country. From that, I mean that it's like the distance from the north to the south. If you kind of flip the whole of Sweden, you get down further below than Rome. So it's a big country. So we have a lot of land. And we have excellent connectivity. Nowadays, 20 milliseconds down to the FLAP region is an average what we have. And we also have very built that the government had put a lot of money into making sure that we have high-speed fiber capacity to all households, and it is really a stable connectivity. But I think one of the biggest things, of course, is that we have reliable green and CO neutral power supply. So I wouldn't say fossil free, but fossil neutral, because we have a mixed energy mix based on renewable power sources such as hydropower, wind. And we also have the rest of the mix is nuclear. So I think those things in combination with for the power and excellent grid system is something that makes us very interesting. In addition, of course, you were just mentioning Stockholm, as we were talking about Iceland, it was colder, but Sweden also have a cold climate. The average temperature up in north is 3 degrees Celsius. We have also a high degree of district heating systems that actually allows for heat reuse for data centers. And in addition, because we actually got Facebook established quite early in the Nordics, and for being outside of the flap, and that have actually created we have a very technical, like it's really leading the development of sustainable data centers. So it's not just that we have district heating. There are also a lot of new technical innovations that is coming on top of this. So there are several. The list can be long. the workforce as well. We have now a lot of technical people, skilled people, and we have also been working with the global players. Both Meta and Microsoft and Amazon have been here now for quite some time. Google is in the planning as well. So yeah. There are a lot of things that can be done also to come, I think, because it's so highly, highly interesting. Before it's been like a buzz, now is it going to happen? But now we can really see that things are taking off.
Maturing. I mean, all the dice are turning six. It's really like the highest punctuation you can have.
I think that goes kind of for the Nordics. So we can see also that large investments, especially industrial funds that want to have one portion as a digital investment has been looking and investing a lot in the Nordics.
Okay. And another big aspect which you touched upon as well, it is the government support for all this. Sweden has been one of the first ones to push out data center friendly regulations to speed up development, which is, I mean, it worked out well for the nation at least. I was going to ask, because we do tend to focus a lot on the positives, and there's a lot of them, especially on the energy front. But are there any challenging situations right now in the Swedish data center space? I mean, and this could be anything. The world is dealing with high interest rates, for example. What's like the few things at the moment are a little bit more precarious when it comes to data center development?
So I think from a data center development, we are struggling probably with what all the other ones in the world are. Yeah. So, for example, regard with the pandemic and the war in Ukraine with material supply. But this has actually also led to that we have now more local suppliers. So the teams are not just, you know, purely flying in and do work and build something and construct and then move off. It has actually led to having engaged more of the local community, which is very positive in the long run for us in Sweden and the Nordics. Hmm. The energy supply, of course, is also one thing. The demand going forward, but I think here, for example, Sweden, we see numbers that it needs to double its electricity demand by 2050. But this is, you know, it's far worse in FLAP and in Dublin, for example. So I think it's important to put these things in perspective. I think talking about the energy, I think we also in the industry need to a little bit reflect on how we measure things. So with that, I mean that there are, for example, we are talking about the power use effectiveness. And that is, of course, we measure the amount of power used by the IT workload against the amount used to power and cool it. But I think what we also need to start to look at the industry, start to discuss is actually the power capacity effectiveness. So actually the total power that is consumed compared to the total power capacity that is installed. So this is something where the cloud companies are very good at, because they can move their data a little bit all over them so that they are really using every megawatt if it's a big site. But the colos are tied to SLAs where they are in average only using 50 to 60%. So the shortage of energy, we really need to look at, is it a real shortage?
Yeah, there's a lot of waste going around. There was actually something I was talking about with our previous guest as well around the loss of power through green transportation, through power transportation, but then also how data centers sometimes are not using power efficiently and all the energy that comes in.
That's quite kind of interesting, because we have also been looking at it, because we have been kind of accused of using so much power. But when it really comes down to it, I think it's really, really important to look at real numbers. And recently, RISE Research Institute of Sweden have done a report where they have really got into the nitty-gritty of this and looking at it. And it's been on the request of the energy agency in Sweden. And so the current energy usage of data centers in Sweden is estimated to be around 2.8 to 3.2 terawatt hours in 2022. Adding 1 to 1.5 for crypto mining. But I think this is like these numbers. It's not like 100 terawatt hours that someone had expressed. So we really need to have a look at the real numbers here and what are we really using, because we're blocking a lot in the colos, but what are we really using?
I think picking up on the figures that you just shared, another important aspect is the time of those figures, because you mentioned 2022, that's very recent figures. A lot of the times when we talk about data centers, we are using figures from 2012, 2015, when it comes to power at least, 2012, 2015. Of course, things have changed dramatically. I mean, there's not even comparison to what the sector was 10 years ago.
Yes. Report was actually released, I think it's like a week or 10 days ago. So it's really, really fresh.
Exactly.
Fresh numbers.
There's another big issue that the industry has is like it's more up-to-date data on these very important topics. Just going on into the Swedish Data Center Association, because you guys are a massive player in everything that happens in the country and also within the Nordic region. What's the association up to nowadays, and what's the plan for the next year or so in terms of your operations?
So we have just celebrated that we have now reached 50 members. We were founded in 2019, in the beginning of the whole COVID challenge that we all wanted. When we wanted to meet, we could not do that. But we are an industry association that is actually focusing not only the operators, it's also the service and product providers and actually companies that are interested in the data center industry. So what we have been recently focusing very much on is what you actually talked to your previous John Booth about, that it is the legislation coming on in EU. There are a couple of things there that we are really, really want to be on top of, and that's really crucial, of course, for our members going forward. We are really welcoming to measure sustainability, because of course we do believe, or we know that the numbers will kind of show real facts, that even stronger, that the Nordics is a good place to place your data center in. But it needs to be in a wise way. It's it needs to be done in a proper and good way. So that's what we're working really hard on. Yeah. We also have different working groups. So around both skills and education, sustainability, we're doing quite a lot of webinars, which are actually free. Once a month, approximately, we have different topics. John Booth is coming up, who is going to talk about sustainable digital infrastructure, facts or fiction, which is going to be the 23rd of March. We also have a panel at a fair called Stockholm Tech, the 4th of May, where the former Minister of Energy and Digitalization, Kashyar Farmanbar, we have someone representing Amazon and also a couple of colo companies, where we would discuss how the future of digital infrastructures and how we are actually an enabler of the digital development. So that's very exciting things going on right now.
Full on agenda.
Yes.
Well, maybe I'll join a couple of those events, to be honest. Before we finish quickly, because you've already mentioned RISE. And I know that plays a big part in your day-to-day life as well. So talk us very briefly what RISE really does and your involvement with them.
Yeah. So from April, I will take RISE is actually the abbreviation for Research Institutes of Sweden. And from end of April, I will start to work as business and innovation executive together with the team that actually works with the infrastructure and cloud data center test environment. So that's actually a world-leading testbed and innovation center, which focus on digitalization and IT infrastructure. So companies like Meta, Vertiv, Ericsson, Vattenfall, BP Castrol, as well as highly interesting startups like Submer, Blix, Nexalus, and Vesero are a few of the companies that already joined the journey and are partnering with ICE by RISE. So it's actually a way of getting different big companies, small companies in one neutral platform. And the projects are directly company funded or partly funded by the Swedish Energy Agency, EU, or Swedish Innovation Agency. So Vertiv is looking at sustainable data center infrastructure, BP Castrol at immersive liquid cooling. Startups like Vizero has a new innovative software technology which enables higher query speeds in large databases. So they can increase the speed with more than 150% than conventional algorithms. And Nexalus are looking at direct water cooling of servers, the actual CPU of it.
Yeah.
So it's really, really high tech and in the forefront of the development of sustainable data centers. So it's interesting. We see quite a lot of trends as well. For example, with natural gas as a power source and liquid cooling instead of air cooling. So those things are things that, of course, have been discussed, but we have actually in this facility up in Luleå tested this. With the natural gas as a backup power instead of diesel generators, or can be used as main power source. And the liquid cooling, so I think that's interesting because Meta announced in late 2022 that all their data centers will be cooled with liquid cooling by 2030. So instead of air cooling, so this is kind of pushing things and the development as well. So super interesting.
It's very interesting. And again, it goes back to your concept that you mentioned before around the circular economy. It's not just about getting the operators anymore. And I remember well going to Stockholm in 2016, the whole thing was just, it was pretty much just operators. And at the time, the market, that's what the market was at the time, but now it evolved to encompass the entire circular economy. So Isabel, if you want to reach out to find out more and to maybe join the association, what's the best way?
The best way is to go on our website which is sdia.se as in Sweden, and also to have a look at RISE, which is easy. It's ri.se as in RISE. Easy to remember. Otherwise, it's just to reach out on LinkedIn where if you want to reach me personally, and I can tell you more.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Isabel, it has been a pleasure. I'm always quite excited to see what happens in the Nordics and especially within the Stockholm region. But it would certainly not just even in Stockholm, outside of Stockholm, Malmo and all the other places. So very interesting. So thank you so much for joining us. And to our viewers, thank you for tuning in into JSA TV Live. Don't forget to check our social channels for more content. And until next time, happy networking.
Thanks.